ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 52 टेक्स्ट नंबर 1 एंड 2। टेक्स्ट 1, श्रीशुक उवाच इत्थं सोऽनुगृहीतोऽङ्ग कृष्णे नेक्ष्वाकुनन्दन तं परिक्रम्य सन्नम्य निश्चक्रामगुहामुखात्। श्रीशुक उवाच इत्थं सोऽनुगृहीतोऽङ्ग कृष्णेन इक्ष्वाकुनन्दन तं परिक्रम्य सन्नम्य निश्चक्रामगुहामुखात्। श्रीशुक उवाच इत्थं सोऽनुगृहीतोऽङ्ग कृष्णेनेक्ष्वाकुनन्दन तं परिक्रम्य सन्नम्य निश्चक्रामगुहामुखात्। श्रीशुक उवाच इत्थं सोऽनुगृहीतोऽङ्ग कृष्णेनेक्ष्वाकुनन्दनः तं परिक्रम्य संयम्य निश्चक्रामगुहामुखात्। माताजीस्, इत्थं सोऽनुगृहीतोऽङ्ग कृष्णेनेक्ष्वाकुनन्दनः तं परिक्रम्य सन्नम्य निश्चक्रामगुहामुखात्। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग्स। श्रीशुक उवाच, सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड, इत्थम् इन दिस मैनर सह ही अनुग्रहीतः shown mercy, Anga, my dear Parikshit Maharaj, Krishnena, by Lord Krishna, Ikshvakunandanaha, Muchukunda, the beloved descendant of Ikshvaku, Tam, him, Parikramya, circumambulating, Sannamya, bowing down, Nishchakrama, he went out, Guha, of the cave, Mukhat, from the mouth. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Sukadev Goswami said, my dear king, thus graced by Lord Krishna, Muchukunda circumambulated him and bowed down to him. Then Muchukunda, the beloved descendant of Ikshvaku, exited through the mouth of the cave. Text number 2. Samvikshya kshullakan martyan pashun virud vanaspatin मत्वा कलियुगम प्राप्तम जगाम दिशमुत्तराम. ट्रांसलेशन. सीइंग दैट द साइज ऑफ द ऑल द ह्यूमन बीइंग्स एनिमल्स ट्रीज एंड प्लांट्स वॉज सिवियरली रिड्यूस्ड एंड थस रियलाइजिंग दैट द एज ऑफ कली वॉज एट हैंड मुचुकुंदा लेफ्ट फॉर द नॉर्थ. पर्पट. There are several significant words in this verse. A standard Sanskrit dictionary gives the following English meanings for the words shullaka, little, small, low, vile, poor, indigent, wicked, malicious, abandoned, hard, pained, distressed. These are the symptoms of the age of Kali, and all these qualities are said here to apply to men, animals, plants and trees in this age. We who are enamored of ourselves and our environment can perhaps imagine the superior beauty and living conditions available to people in former ages. The last line of this text, Jagama Disham Uttaram, he went towards the north, can be understood as follows. By traveling north in India, one comes to the world's highest mountains, the Himalayan range. There one can still find many beautiful peaks and valleys where there are quiet hermitages suitable for austerity and meditation. Thus, in Vedic culture, going to the north indicates renouncing the comforts of ordinary society and going to the Himalayan mountains to practice serious austerities for spiritual advancement. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामे नितिनामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to deeply express my gratitude to His Grace Baldev Prabhu and all the devotees for giving me an opportunity to speak some Krishna Katha, especially in this auspicious month of Kartik. Actually, it's very embarrassing to be sitting here and speaking, but still, as some service, I will try to do some discussion on Krishna Katha. So this morning, we are reading from Canto 10, Chapter 52, titled Rukmini's Message to Lord Krishna. So the chapter is titled Rukmini's Message to Lord Krishna, but we are actually discussing the final verses of the Muchukunda pastime. And after this, we have the famous Krishna's pastime of running from the battlefield, and because of which Krishna is known as Ranchod Rai. So we'll discuss something from this pastime today. We see in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjun in the fourth chapter, Evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo viduhu sakale neha mahata yogo nashta parantapa. So Krishna says that this knowledge is received by the rajarshis, saintly kings in the parampara. So clearly Krishna is showing that he is favorably inclined to reveal transcendental knowledge through the Rajarshis. We have many more examples in the scriptures. This is a common theme. We have the example of Srimad Bhagavatam itself, that Krishna used Parikshit Maharaj to reveal Srimad Bhagavatam to the world, and Parikshit Maharaj is a Rajarshi, a saintly king. The Bhagavad Gita, the very next verse Krishna says to Arjun, Sa evayam mayatedya yoga prokta puratanaha. That very knowledge which was received through the parampara, today I am going to tell to you, Arjun, because Arjun is also a Rajarshi. And also in the first canto of the Bhagavatam, we see that after the Kurukshetra war, Yudhishthir Maharaj was feeling very morose and depressed. And Vyasadev comes and gives him good knowledge and instructions. But still Krishna as Paramatma in the heart doesn't allow Vyasadev instructions to penetrate Yudhishthir Maharaj's heart. The reason is that Krishna wanted Yudhishthir Maharaj to hear the instructions on dharma, religious principles, from the mouth of Bhishma Dev, because Krishna wanted to glorify the glorious devotion of Bhishma Dev, who is also practically like a Rajarshi. Even though Bhishma Dev never officially ruled the kingdom, but practically he was the eldermost of the Kuru dynasty and he was guiding all the kings. So we see this common theme in the scriptures, that Krishna favors the Rajarshis to reveal this transcendental knowledge. And even in this pastime of Muchukunda Maharaj is a Rajarshi, a saintly king, and Krishna is benedicting him. Yesterday we saw that Krishna gives a benediction that may you never forget me. Wherever you travel, you will always remember me. And in your next life, Krishna gives him two benedictions. Krishna says in the next life, Muchukunda Maharaj would become Dvijavara, the best of Brahmanas. And the second benediction he gives is that you will be the well-wisher of all living entities. Sarvabhuta Suhrit Tamaha. So if you see Prabhupada in a summary study in the Krishna book, in his translation of this verse, Prabhupada says, who is the best of Brahmanas? The best of Brahmanas is actually a devotee, a Vaishnava. So in other words, Krishna is blessing Muchukunda Maharaj that in the next life you will become a Vaishnava, a devotee. And the second blessing is you will be the well-wisher of all living entities. So Srila Prabhupada explains in the Krishna book that who is a well-wisher of all living entities? One who preaches Krishna consciousness, gives Krishna to others, he is the well-wisher of all living entities. So practically speaking, Krishna is benedicting Muchukunda that you will become a devotee and you will become a preacher of Krishna consciousness in your next life. So constantly we see Krishna is using Rajarshis to preach Krishna consciousness. So somebody may ask the question, why is Krishna so inclined towards the Rajarshis? Why does he favor them so much? What are their qualifications? So first quality which we can see of the Rajarshis is that they are people who are willing to protect Brahmanas, cows and religious principles even at the cost of one's life. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we see Parikshit Maharaj, he subdued Kali and he was willing to actually fight with Kali and even sacrifice his own life just to protect the cow. And also in this very pastime of Muchukunda Maharaj in the past, he was fighting for the demigods, on behalf of the demigods. Because Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita that demigods are empowered administrators of material affairs. In other words, they help in maintaining universal order. So for that, Muchukunda Maharaj is willing to sacrifice his own life to fight for the demigods, just to maintain universal order. Otherwise, if the asuras take over, there will be chaos all over. And third example which we can consider is the Pandavas. The Pandavas, all their life, it was focused on serving the Brahmanas. Dronacharya was a Brahmana and Arjun always dutifully served Dronacharya. Even in the forest, the 12 years that they spent, the main occupation which they had in the forest was serving the Brahmanas. In fact, the famous Yakshaprashna pastime is there, where Yudhishthir Maharaj is being questioned by Dharmaraj, But the context of that pastime is actually the Pandavas were given orders by the Brahmanas that we have lost some of our sacrificial ingredients which have been taken by the deer. So the Pandavas actually went to search for the deer. Also in the Krishna book we have the example that once in the court of the Pandavas, one Brahmana came and complained to Arjun that I have lost my sons. So Arjun actually promised that I will recover your sons, and if I am not able to do it, I am ready to immolate myself in the fire. So we see this common theme again in the scriptures that these saintly kings are willing to sacrifice themselves for the cause of protecting brahmanas, cows and religious principles. So this activity is very, very pleasing to Krishna. And another reason why Krishna favors the Rajarshis is that they possess great purity of heart. Their only desire is to serve Krishna in the association of devotees, and they are willing to give up all material desires. We have in the story of Muchukunda Maharaj himself, when he receives the darshan of the Lord and he is praying to the Lord, he says that I don't want any material benedictions. I only want the association of devotees and service to your lotus feet. Even Parikshit Maharaj in the first canto, even though he was cursed by the Brahmana himself, he never counteracted the curse. Rather, he saw how to use this opportunity to increase my attachment to Krishna, to increase my attachment to hearing Krishna Katha. So he tells that in the beginning of 10th canto to Shukadev Goswami, that my greatest fortune is to hear Krishna Katha from you, and I am not considering that I have been cursed by this Brahman to die, or that I don't have opportunity to take food or drink. I am simply fortunate and happy to hear Krishna Katha from you. And Parikshit Maharaj also says that even if the next life I have to take birth again, punascha bhuyat bhagavati ananta, even if the next life I am not able to perfect my life, I have to take birth again, my only desire is I want to be in the association of devotees, get attachment to the Lord and preach Krishna consciousness to all other living entities. So we see that these Rajarshis have one-pointed focus on pleasing Krishna, serving Krishna. So these qualities attract Krishna very much, and Krishna, when he becomes pleased, Krishna reveals his will through these saintly kings. Another thing which we can see, which we can learn from this pastime is, although Muchukunda Maharaj is a pure devotee and Krishna himself is giving him darshan and Krishna is certifying that he is a pure devotee, Krishna knows, Krishna is there in everybody's heart as Paramatma, nobody can cheat him, and Krishna is giving certificate that you are a pure devotee. But still the instructions which Krishna gave Muchukunda Maharaj, internally he was a pure devotee, but externally the instructions which Krishna gave to Muchukunda Maharaj, they pertain to Varnashram principles. That's what we see. Because Krishna says that you are a Kshatriya, so now you have to perform some atonement, do some penances, next life you will be born as a Brahmana. So this shows that Krishna is very keen that these saintly kings preserve Varnashram principles in human society, especially to set an example for others. Even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Chaturvarnyam Maya Srishtam Gunakarma Vibhagasha. That this system of Varnashram of four Varnas and four Ashramas, Krishna says, I have created. And since Krishna has created that in the material world, Krishna is very keen that this system be preserved. So to set an example, Krishna is using his pure devotees. We see this in the Bhagavatam also, in the third canto, in the prayers of Devahuti to Lord Kapila Dev, very beautiful verse comes, third canto, 23rd chapter, 56th verse. So Devahuti says, Neha yat karma dharmaya na viragaya kalpate na tirtha padasevaya jivan api mrtohi saha. Translation, anyone whose work is not meant to elevate to religious life, anyone whose religious ritualistic performances do not raise him to renunciation, and anyone situated in renunciation that does not lead him to devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead must be considered dead although he is breathing. So in other words, Srimad Bhagavatam is telling that karma should lead to dharma. Doing a prescribed duties should lead to dharma, following religious principles. Dharma should lead to vairagya, renunciation, and vairagya should lead to bhakti, devotional service. So we will try to understand little bit how this works, this sequence actually works. Karma is a platform of prescribed duties. So all of us have some prescribed duties according to varna and ashram. Say for example, a king has his duty, that it's his duty to provide good governance to the citizens. A parent has his duty to take care of the physical, emotional and spiritual needs of the children. A judge, a lawyer has a duty to provide justice. But even in the course of execution of one's duties, there is every chance of some sinful activities being committed. In fact, Krishna says, every activity in this world is covered with some fault. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, just like fire is covered by smoke, every activity is covered by some fault. But also Krishna says, even though it is covered with some fault, one should not give up prescribed duties. The famous verse is there in Bhagavad Gita, Shreyan Swadharma Vinugunan Paradharmat Swanushtitat. Because Arjun was thinking that I am more capable or better off as a renunciate than fighting as a Kshatriya. I can beg. Arjuna tells, Guruna Hatva Mahanubhavan Shreya Bhoktum Bhaikshyam Apiha Loke. I am willing to live on bhiksha, just go to the forest and live as a renunciate, and that's better for me rather than do this activity of a Kshatriya where I have to kill my superiors. But Krishna is saying, even though there is a fault of killing your superiors, still that activity as a Kshatriya is better than the activity of a renunciate. Because for common man, the process of performing prescribed duties is the way he actually gets purified. Prabhupada writes that in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada's famous statement is there. It is better to be a sincere sweeper on the street than a charlatan meditator who simply meditates to make a living. So we see that scriptures emphasize doing one's prescribed duties, but prescribed duties have some sins. Another example we can consider is the high court judge. So a lawyer or a judge, his duty is to deliver justice. He personally does not have any enmity to anybody, but in the course of delivering justice, he has to do partiality, pakshapat. He has to favor somebody and he has to punish somebody. And also in the material world, we have limited knowledge, things are limited, and situations are so complicated in life that many times we may take wrong decisions which may affect the other person. So there is always some sinful activities. Because as a judge, you don't get all the information of the case, and the lawyers and the defendants, they fabricate some evidence. So based on the false evidence, you deliver a judgment, a faulty judgment, and an innocent man is punished. So there is a sinful reaction for that, even though the judge has all good intentions to give justice. So the nature of karma is, in the realm of karma, we can never attain perfection. There is always a chance of some sinful activities being committed and consequent suffering due to that. So when the living entity realizes that karma cannot give perfection, then the next stage is he tends towards dharma. Then he thinks about those activities which will generate punya and those activities which are going to lead to papa, let me avoid it. And based on the previous activities which I have done as papa, as sinful activities, let me do prayaschitta. So in the stage of dharma, one makes calculation based on papa and punya. Even we see the example of Krishna instructing Muchukunda Maharaj. Muchukunda Maharaj did all his karma as a Kshatriya, but now Krishna is telling that you have incurred some papa. So you have to go to the next stage of doing our varnashram dharma, of atonement for the sins committed. So at the stage of dharma, one does atonement for previous sins committed, and one focuses on those activities which generate punya. But even dharma by itself does not lead to perfection. There are some imperfections in that. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, ఆ బ్రహ్మ భువనాల్లోక పునర్ ఆవర్తినో అర్జున. దట్ ఎనీ సిట్యుయేషన్ ఇన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ పర్మనెంట్. సంబడి డస్ సమ్ పుణ్య అండ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ పుణ్య ప్రభుపాద్ సేస్ దట్ వన్ గెట్స్ జన్మ ఐశ్వర్య శ్రుత అండ్ శ్రీ ఫోర్ థింగ్స్ బై గుడ్ పుణ్య. వన్ గెట్స్ హై బర్త్ హై ఎడ్యుకేషన్ వన్ గెట్స్ వరల్డ్లీ ఆపులెన్స్ వన్ గెట్స్ ప్రెస్టీజ్ అండ్ ఫేమ్ బట్ ఈవెన్ దీస్ సిట్యుయేషన్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ పర్మనెంట్. ఆల్సో కృష్ణ సేస్ టు అర్జున్ ఇన్ ద భగవద్గీత క్షీణే పుణ్యే మర్త్యలోకం విశంతి. సో ఈవెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ పుణ్య అండ్ వన్ గెట్స్ ద ఆపర్చునిటీ టు రిసైడ్ ఇన్ స్వర్గ వన్స్ ద అసెట్స్ ఆఫ్ పుణ్య ఇస్ ఎగ్జాస్టెడ్ వన్ అగైన్ కమ్స్ బ్యాక్ టు ద సైకిల్ ఆఫ్ బర్త్ అండ్ డెత్. సో నో సిట్యుయేషన్ ఇన్ ద మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ పర్మనెంట్. వన్ కెనాట్ కాన్స్టెంట్లీ బీ ఆన్ ద ప్లాట్ఫామ్ ఆఫ్ పుణ్య. అండ్ ఈవెన్ వీ హ్యావ్ ద ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఆఫ్ మహారాజ్ నృగ in the Krishna book, the story is there that he performed so much punya, but even the little papa which was performed, he had to suffer the reaction. So when the living entity comes to the platform of dharma, he realizes that ultimately even dharma cannot give perfection because everything is temporary. So when he realizes the temporary nature of this material world, he realizes the time factor which causes one to move from one situation to another, the time factor is supreme. Muchukunda Maharaj also prayed in front of the Lord that everything is under the influence of time factor. A person who is today known as a king, tomorrow once his body is dead, his body will be eaten by worms. So under the power of time factor, nobody can attain permanent happiness in this material world. So when the living entity has that realization, then he tends towards Vairagya or renunciation. But Prabhupada gives the warning that if sentimentally one takes to renunciation or Vairagya without having the actual assets of karma and dharma, that is following one's prescribed duties and following religious principles, that Vairagya is not sustainable. In fact, one may fall down from the platform of renounced order of life. So we see very rare is that living entity who actually makes this progress from karma to dharma to vairagya. And even at the stage of vairagya, if one is steady in one's renunciation, as the Bhagavatam says, the highest stage is bhakti. One cannot attain bhakti without the association of devotees. And getting the association of devotees is simply a matter of one's good fortune. It is not a question of one's qualification. In the Shastras it is said, Krishna Bhakti Janma Moola Hoya Sadhu Sangh. It is by Sadhu Sangh that one gets the opportunity to perform devotional service. So we see the Vedic process of karma, dharma, vairagya and bhakti is very, very long process. And very rare a person actually can go through these process and get the perfection of bhakti. Even bhakti is actually not in his hands. It is only through the mercy and blessings of devotees. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. So actually this process is such a long drawn process, it takes many many lifetimes for a person to get purified and come to the stage of bhakti. But if we consider the rarity of bhakti, Krishna says Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha, that the opportunity to surrender to Krishna is so rare, and the combination of our own disqualification in Kali Yuga. As we are seeing in today's verse, as soon as Muchukunda Maharaj came out of the cave and he saw the people of Kali Yuga, he realized that the time factor is so powerful that people of Kali Yuga, so everything, all their qualities have deteriorated. So we see in the first canto of Bhagavatam also, it is mentioned, Prayena alpayusha sabhya kalau asmin yuge jana manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya upadruta. So all the qualities or the bad qualities of people of Kali Yuga is mentioned. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes in his commentary that people in Kali Yuga have alpayu, short life. But even if somebody says, I don't have short life, I have a long life, the next problem is, he is manda. He is lazy to understand spiritual subject matters. Somebody may say, I have long life, I am not lazy to understand spiritual matters. But still Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, he is affected by sumanda.
He is unintelligent. He is having interest to understand spiritual matters, but he is not having the intelligence to understand it. But even if one has the intelligence, what happens is one gets misguided into so many other spiritual paths, and one does not get the opportunity to actually get the association of devotees. And even if one is fortunate enough to come in the association of devotees, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, one gets afflicted and distracted by so many problems like health problems, financial problems, etc. So all these things distract one. So we see in our own life that we have got the good fortune of association of devotees, and still our minds and our bodies are so distracted. So even having received directly the highest thing, we are so distracted. So we can understand how unfortunate or how disqualified we are in Kali Yuga. At the same time, we can understand how rare is this process of devotional service. It is said in the scriptures, Durlabham manusham janma shanabhangur iha dehinam tatrapi durlabham manye vaikunta priya darshanat. First of all, this human life is very, very rare. Many times we don't understand the rarity of human birth, because as His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was explaining in the recent class, that we don't understand the rarity of human life because we see humans all around us. But actually, if we consider the cosmic level and consider the number of living entities, it's very tiny fraction of human beings. So getting human birth is very rare. And even rarer is to get the association of devotees. So when we consider that in Kali Yuga we are so disqualified, not having any of the assets of karma, doing our prescribed duties, dharma, following religious principles, vairagya, renunciation. So when we consider our disqualifications and when we meditate on the rare and exalted nature of devotional service, the only option that we have is actually, our only hope is to depend completely on the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, who is Patita Pavan Avatar. We simply have to depend on the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and his sincere servants like Srila Prabhupada. That's our only hope. So this combination of understanding our fallen position, which should give rise to humility, and understanding of the rarity of devotional service, which should give rise to gratitude, that combination of humility and gratitude, Radhanath Maharaj always explains, that acts as a fertile soil on which the seed of bhakti can grow. Seed of bhakti can grow means we increase our commitment to serve in Srila Prabhupada's mission. So in this way, when we understand the rarity of devotional service and our focus on appreciating Krishna's devotees, then we can actually increase our commitment to serve in Srila Prabhupada's mission. To summarize, what we discussed today is that first, Krishna is inclined to reveal transcendental knowledge through the saintly kings or the Rajarshis. Then we discussed the qualifications of the Rajarshis because of which Krishna reveals transcendental knowledge to them. Then we discussed in brief the long process of Varnashram system, where one undergoes gradual purification through karma, dharma, vairagya, and then finally bhakti. Then we briefly understood the rarity of this process of devotional service. Krishna says, Vasudeva Sarvam iti sa mahatma sudurlava, the rarity of devotional service. Also we discussed about the fallen position of all living entities in Kali Yuga. And this understanding of our fallen position and understanding of the rarity of devotional service should lead to humility and gratitude and increased commitment in the mission of Srila Prabhupada, in the mission of Lord Chaitanya. Thank you very much for your patient and tolerant hearing. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any comments, questions? So here, as we were discussing in Vairagya, one realizes that everything is under the control.